want to speak to Maeve Kelly, who's on this line. Maeve, good morning. Good morning, Maeve. It seemed to have a little problem getting Maeve there. Maybe she's on this one. Good morning, Maeve. No, we'll get her back. We'll get her back very shortly, we will. We'll have a conversation with her. Do you know one of the things that I'm sort of amazingly interested in is this bid by the football authorities to try to get the World Cup to come here in 2030. And you may have heard on the news that there's a possibility, indeed, that the World Cup will be coming to here. But I'll be talking more about that in a second or two, because I think Maeve's back on this line. Good morning, Maeve.
Morning, Frank.
I'm getting you clearly now, Maeve, and you're drawing our attention to the front page story in the Irish News. This really is a feel-good story. The lady on the front page, is she your mum?
She is, that's mummy, yeah.
Okay, well, tell us the story, and as opposed to me reading the story out, I'll read the headline. It says, Hero Liver Donor Gave Me a New Lease of Life. So why did you contact us, Maeve?
I contacted you, really, Frank, twofold. Firstly, we are trying to raise awareness of organ donation and also to raise vital funds for the Royal Victoria Hospital Liver Support Group. As you say, mummy's on the front of the Irish News today sharing her story. We're a year down the line now from mummy's liver transplant, and really she wouldn't be here today only for it.
Maeve, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. I'm just going to get you to come a little bit closer to the phone, because I have you turned up maximum volume here, and just to see if we can hear you a little more clearly. Go ahead.
Okay. As I say, mummy's a year down the line from her transplant now and doing very well. So she had become very, very ill with autoimmune disease for a number of years, which was attacking various organs in the body and different things, but the liver was the worst affected. And we knew probably that the day would come that only a transplant would really save her life and give her some extra time. And that sort of came about just about a year and a half ago, where we were told that, you know, that would be the only thing that would save mummy's life. And that's a very emotional place to be. It's a bit of a bittersweet thing to be told that, you know, basically somebody else has to die for you to live. So mummy went on the transplant register then, and we got the call. She got the call on the first bank holiday Monday a year ago in May, and went over to King's in London and had her transplant, and is doing very, very well. And now she just feels that she's strong enough physically and emotionally to raise awareness and try to give something back to those people who, you know, have given her life, basically.
It's an amazing picture of her with her grandchildren on the front page of the Irish News. Everyone can see her looking incredibly glamorous and happy. Most importantly of all, looking amazingly healthy. And
yes.
So it's your family's ambition to encourage people to make their thoughts known and be prepared to be a donor if the worst befalls you.
Absolutely. And I mean, in England, we know that legislation has changed recently in England, whereby you need to opt out of being an organ donor. So it's an automatic thing. But unfortunately, without a functioning government here in Northern Ireland, without Stormont up and running, we can't get the same legislation passed here. So we would like to appeal to people to go on and sign the organ transplant register. And just to make sure that, you know, it's something that you think about. It's not really anything that any of us want to think about. But, you know, it's not just mummy's 65 now. I was 65 there a few weeks ago and is very lucky to get a new lease of life. But, you know, from a professional perspective as well, I'm a nurse, a paediatric nurse, and I look after children. One child in my school, a special school here in Belfast, and he is also awaiting a liver transplant. He suffers from a rare metabolic disorder, where the only cure for that is a liver transplant. And I've also nursed children who have had heart and lung transplants, you know, and children who are awaiting transplantation. So it's something that touches me not only from a very personal level, but also on a professional level. And I think that we just can't do enough to raise awareness of that. And I know locally in the papers there this weekend, we saw, unfortunately, a young girl passed away in Lisburn, I think it was, at the weekend. Tragic circumstances for her and her family. But through organ donation, that young lady has saved three lives.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And how do you feel about the person? And do you know anything about the person who donated the liver to
we
your
mum?
We do.
Mom? We have limited information, which, you know, we can't share publicly, obviously. We have limited information about that person, but we are just eternally grateful. I know Mummy, you know, there's not a single day where she doesn't wake up and thank God and thank that organ donor and their family. And, you know, as I say, she wouldn't, we just know we wouldn't have Mummy here today. She has 10 grandchildren, ranging from 15 years old down to the twins at just 6 weeks old. And your grandchildren wouldn't have her here, us four, myself, my sister and brothers, we wouldn't have her here. She's so many friends and colleagues and family. You know, she's just such a huge part of our lives, and we owe all of that, her being here today, we owe all of that to the kindness and compassion of the donor and the donor's family.
And would that donor know from looking at the paper today that that's the person who availed of their loved one's liver? Would that donor family know that that's the person who availed, or not? Is it more secretive than that?
It's not that it's more secretive, Frank. There's a process to these things, and when somebody donates an organ, a certain length of time needs to pass, and then the donor recipient gets the opportunity to write to the donor's family. So Mummy can write to the donor's family and sort of give her thanks and talk about her feelings and things like that. And then it would be up to the donor's family to get back in contact if they so wish. So it goes in very small stages, and as you can imagine, it's a very emotional journey for both parties. And from what we have experienced and through friends of Mummy's who have had organ donors, because, you know, you do become friends with other people who have been in similar situation, and some of them have reached out to donor families and they have come back, and there is a lifelong bond there. But obviously, you know, we can't talk too much about that because it is a very, very private thing. But yes, the donor can have contact with the organ recipient.
It's a lovely story, it really is, and our thoughts with the families who've lost a loved one and who've donated their organs to give a new lease of life to someone else. And it's your mom's smiling face that will be ambassadorial, really, for the whole issue of donating in the future, going by that picture on the front of the Irish News this morning. It's a lovely story, and Maeve, really appreciate you getting in contact with us, drawing our attention to it. And thank you. Thank you very much for doing that. Thank you.
Could I just share, Frank, the Just Giving page, because we are trying to raise vital funds for the Royal Victoria Hospital Liver Support Group, which is a local charity. All of the proceeds that are raised go back into Northern Ireland for patient care and for vital equipment and support. So the Just Giving page is www.justgiving.com/Mairead Fitzpatrick. And we also have a Facebook page, a public Facebook page called Our Transplant Journey, where you can read a sort of step-by-step that my sister blogged throughout the whole liver transplant journey when we were away in London and since coming home. And we really would appeal, and money, you know, doesn't come easily, but we really would appeal if there's anything anyone can spare to please donate a few pounds. And just lastly, we're also holding a large fundraising event on Friday the 21st of June at Fort William Golf Club. Tickets are available through the golf club, or contact myself or Maria Fitzpatrick through Facebook. Where, you know, we'll be having ballots and auction and things like that on the night, and then the total amount raised will all go back into the liver support group.
It's a very what's the best way? Generous. It's a very generous gesture from your family. You really are making an effort to say thank you, because your mum has availed of such wonderful, wonderful help. Maeve, thank you very, very much indeed. Thank you. It's gone 20 to 11 on a bank holiday Monday morning. Good morning to you. This is the U105 phone-in.